Just when I want to give up, the magic begins. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Just when I want to give up, the magic begins. How often have I thought a beautiful thought and dreamed a beautiful dream and realized that they're going to take a little time. They're going to take a moment or two, and I was going to have to keep a constant thought about how wonderful they are. And after a little while, I get a little tired of it. It's like the affirmation, I like me, all is in divine order. I say I like me, all is in divine order, and I know that this affirmation is powerful and good. I know that beautiful things happen to me as I say, all is in divine order. As I say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I know that beautiful things happen, but as I say them, then I get tired of it. And when I get tired of it, then what happens to me? I feel like it's not important. I feel like, what a waste of my time. What a waste of my energy to say I like me and all is in divine order. Because I look at my life and I see some things that are not in divine order. I see some things where I don't like me. And I say to myself, what in the world is going on here? What sort of attitude do I have? What sort of thinking do I have? And then I realize that if I say, as we have said so often before, 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, and I don't have to understand what 2 times 2 is. I don't have to understand that this is a mathematical equation, that this is part of the fundamentals of learning mathematics, and that once I learn this fundamental and move on into other fundamentals, mathematics is an easy, wonderful, joyous activity. It's a very useful activity, that's for sure. And my mind says to me, 2 times 2 is 4, that's dumb, you know? That's a dumb thing. It doesn't mean anything. I don't understand it. Well, that's just fine. We say it anyhow, because as we say it, then we begin to have it be part of our nature, part of our life, and as we do this, it is part of us. Now, that's the same with I like me. That's the same with all is in divine order. The more I say it, the more it irritates me to say it, because I don't like me, and all is not in divine order. And I'm talking against the obvious things in my life. But I keep saying it, because I understand it's the right thing to say. So I say it, I like me, all is in divine order, I like me. And I keep saying it, it becomes a rhythm, a mantra for me. It becomes an everyday affirmation, something that I use to bring my heart and my mind and my life and my affairs all in perfect harmony and perfect joy. And as I say I like me, all is in divine order, little by little, I stop thinking about it. I stop thinking, where is it in divine order? Where do I see things where I like? You stop looking at it. And as you stop looking at it and just keep saying it, then it begins to work, not with the rebellion that you had against it, not with the feeling that you didn't want to say it, that it was foolish and useless, but you just let it happen. And so your inner being, your mind, your brain, your life, begin to react to that. And they say, all right, I give up. I like me, all is in divine order. And then they stop fighting and stop trying to bring up things that are negative. And lo and behold, I like me becomes who you are. And as you like yourself, as I like me, other people like me. And as I say, all is in divine order, then all things are in divine order. I begin to see with the eyes of spiritual truth. I begin to see with the eyes of purity and wonder and love and joy. And all things are in divine order. But it's just a matter of continually speaking my word, continually recognizing that this is the truth and nothing but the truth. And I don't have to think 2 times 2 is 4. I don't understand it. It doesn't mean a thing to me. But as I do it, I build up that principle within me. And this is a good principle to build up in us. I like me. All is in divine order. What a wonderful principle to build up. And what a wonderful result we get in our life when we do that. It is utterly fantastic and so tremendously important and so tremendously wonderful when we do it. Today, join with me and say, I like me. I like me. All is in divine order. I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. Let that be the rhythm of the thought of your heart, the affirmation of your soul, the reality of your being. And when you do this, your life won't change, but you'll begin acting from a different awareness. And as you act from a different awareness, then your life appears to change to others. But you're merely being who you really are, and who you always were, and who you always will be. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.